to the wake up. You alright? Here. Come here, you're too far away. Cuddle closer. My meter's running low. Yes, my cuddle meter. Enough about this. This is serious. Do you want me to die from withdrawals? That's better. Now, what are you thinking about that's keeping you up? You think that's going to work? Saying it's nothing. That doesn't work with me. I know you too well. You brought this on yourself. Hey. Look stressed. I'm here. Talk to me. Oh. About seeing your family. No, can't say I'm surprised. Oh, yes. Especially her. With the prying, inappropriate questions, followed by the judgmental glances from everyone else after she starts gossiping, because Lord knows her own life is such a trite little existence that she feels the need to stir up trouble by talking about everyone else. It's pathetic, really, but... Oh, no, trust me. I get it. Some people, they can't wait to go and see everyone for the holidays and catch up with family and all that rigmarole, even seem to enjoy it. But for everyone else, myself included, it's more of an exercise in endurance at best. Everyone's playing a game of one up on the other, and who's dating, who's married, what job you have, what car you drive, which why do they care what car you drive? It doesn't even matter. And if you're in a place in your life where you're not quite where you want to be yet, if you're in a bit of a rough patch, and God, who hasn't been in one of those these past couple of years, the people will still be judgmental and try to make you feel bad about yourself and your choices, your circumstances, and it feels more like you're entering the arena in the Hunger Games than going to a relative's house for Thanksgiving. Hunger Games. It's ideally apropos for Thanksgiving, isn't it? I think we should start calling it that instead. No, wait, go with me on this, okay? Think about it. It's perfect. It's a place you don't want to be. There's a cornucopia. And you are shoved in there with a bunch of people who will simper and smile to your face, but stab you in the back, metaphorically, but yes. I think the Hunger Games is the new name for Thanksgiving. Is I've decided this is it. But in all seriousness, I really do understand how you feel, and there's nothing wrong with you for feeling this way. You're not bad or broken or a horrible person or anything like that for dreading having to be around all of your family. Not everyone's family is necessarily good for them to be around. That's nothing that's lacking in you, love. If anything, it just speaks volumes about what a toxic environment they create when they make you dread having to be around all of them. And you don't have to. Not if you don't want to. You don't need to participate in their Hunger Games. You're an adult, can't make you go anymore. You can do what you like. Well, yes, I'm sure they would be annoyed, but That's their problem, love. If they want to throw a fit about it, let them. It's up to you. And I'm here either way. No matter what gossip your family wants to make up about you or about me, just let them. Because I'm the one that is going home with you. You are the best person that I know. You and every single one of your feelings about this is perfectly healthy and valid, and you should not feel bad about having them. And because I adore you, and I am inordinately proud of you, and you are more than enough for me. So, screw them. So, if you choose to go, I'll go there with you. And trust me, I will be happy to run interference with your prying family members. What? Why? Why? What do I care if they try to start anything? I don't have to pull any punches. Not my family. I can do what I like. I wouldn't start anything. I would finish it, but I wouldn't start it. If they feel the need to act like children, I don't see why I can't go to their level for a little bit. I'm just saying, if they did, I wouldn't go insane. I would just respond in kind. But if you don't want to go, I'll still be here, so either way.
And then we can
make our own Thanksgiving Hunger Games traditions. But without the awful tinned cranberry sauce jelly thing, because darling, that is an atrocity. And our traditions won't include any public dressing downs from nosy relatives. The only dressing down we'll be doing will be solely between the two of us. Fully consensual and much more enjoyable. There you are. That smile looks much better on your face than your stressed, scowly, sad face. Yes, you do. You don't have to make any decisions about plans right now, though. It's late. And you look tired. Let's go back to sleep. It's time for worrying about everything else tomorrow. Yes, and that. Love you too. Now hush. Just hold me. Let's go to sleep. You alright now? Good. Because tomorrow we need to see what steps we need to take to legally change the name of Thanksgiving to the Hunger Games.